in so many ways, he blazed a trail. And he was really not just a fantastically witty writer, poet, but really he was the first modern celebrity, really. And I think no matter where you go on a daily basis, you look at a newspaper, you pick up a magazine, you look at a poster, maybe on the Underground, or and you see a phrase that Oscar Wilde originated. And I can honestly say that I think every day I spot something that Oscar said, or perhaps somebody's paraphrased something that he said. So this evening we're going to explore Oscar's extraordinary life and times with a focus on London, but of course on a virtual tour, we don't have to just focus on London. In fact, we can travel all over the world. And what's quite nice is we're going to be travelling to Dublin this evening for Oscar's beginnings. We're going to travel with him to America, where he spent a year. So, you know, it's rather fun. We can travel wherever we like. So without further ado, I'm going to mute everybody.
Kill our video.
And perhaps, if there is any issue with sort of sound or anything, somebody could alert me. Perhaps Mary, you wouldn't mind doing that. I know you normally do. And I'm going to ask you to switch off your video screens, please, at this point. Thank you very much. Start with the first screen there, and I'm just going to get a quick thumbs up from people just to make sure you can see that screen. Can you all see it? Yes, you can. Fantastic. So there is our wonderful first image of Oscar Wilde, in perhaps the image that we're so familiar with, this wonderful sort of louche, sort of laid back bohemian look that was actually taken while he was on tour in America with his very striking long hair and his silk stockings and his patent shoes, all of which were extremely controversial when he wore them on his American tour, as we'll discover. And what I'm going to do is actually start this tour where we would perhaps normally start our live Oscar Wilde tour. And we do it on Saturday mornings, and we start right here on Piccadilly, which of course is right in the heart of the West End of London. And normally I'd be meeting all of you just outside the entrance to Green Park Underground Station. And when we explore Oscar Wilde's London, we are exploring the neighbourhoods to the north of Piccadilly, which of course is this great big wide grand street heading to the west to east to west through the heart of London. And the neighbourhood which is behind Green Park Station is called Mayfair, which really was developed in the 18th century as an aristocratic district. And to the south of Piccadilly, we have the royal neighbourhood of St James. And those two neighbourhoods are really where Oscar spent an awful lot of his life, both professionally and personally, when he was living in London. Now, when Oscar was in London, which was predominantly in the 1880s and the 1890s, the Piccadilly that he would have known looked a little bit different to the Piccadilly that we know today. And if I just, with the magic of technology, click my mouse, and I can actually transport us back to a different era when there was a very different building on the site of where Green Park Underground Station is today. And sparkle, 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 we can see an aristocratic mansion, and that is Devonshire House. And Devonshire House was built in the 18th century as the London home of the Duke and Duchess of Devonshire. And you'll notice those rather grand wrought iron gates that formed the entrance into the forecourt of the townhouse. Now, Devonshire House was one of a series of grand aristocratic townhouses that lined Piccadilly. And these are the kind of houses that Oscar knew, and the people that lived in these houses in and on and around Piccadilly contained the kind of people that Oscar wrote about, particularly in his brilliant, witty comedies. It was a world of dukes and duchesses and earls and countesses and lords and ladies, the English aristocracy. But of course, let's remind ourselves, or let's not forget, that Oscar, of course, was writing about these people as an outsider, because he wasn't English. Of course, he was Irish. And as many of you will know from those of you that are not Brits, often it's people that are outside of a country that can comment much better on the foibles and personalities of people in another country. So I always find that interesting, that Oscar was really an outsider in lots of different ways. Now, the majority of these houses are no longer on Piccadilly, because by the early 20th century, partly because of the First World War, partly because of high taxes, many of these residences were sold by the aristocratic families and pulled down and replaced by other buildings. So there are now really just a couple of these echoes left on Piccadilly. But I want you to just look at those gates again, because if we were to now walk along Piccadilly, a little bit further heading west, we would in fact find the gates from Devonshire House. So the gates still survive, those blue and gold gates, a little bit further down Piccadilly. And in fact, if we look just through those gates on the picture, just on the left-hand side, we can in fact see just a glimpse of a house called Cambridge House, which was also built in the 18th century, which is currently being converted into a rather nice luxury hotel. So that's really just to set the scene a little bit, to give you a little flavour of the world that Oscar would have known. Now, I'm going to now bring us to the north side of Piccadilly, and you can see the gates again just on the right hand side of my screen. What I'm going to do is, courtesy of the Magic Street View, we're going to take a little virtual walk along Piccadilly and follow a little bit in Oscar's footsteps. Now, when I say follow in Oscar's footsteps, that's a bit of a misnomer, because Oscar didn't walk anywhere. He took a hansom cab even for the shortest journeys. He was averse to any form of exercise. Oscar said that he would do anything to retain his youth, except get up early, take regular exercise, or be respectable. So